News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's talk tariffs. We're joined by Olaf Gill, a European Commission spokesperson for trade, economic security, financial services, customs and UK. Olaf, thank you indeed for talking to us. It's been an absolutely extraordinary week. Where do you think we're at in terms of our relation, EU's relationship with the US and what is likely to happen next?
Good morning and thanks for having me on. It sure has been a roller coaster of a week. Where we are right now is that the US has paused some of its tariffs, not all. And in response, the European Union has decided to pause for 90 days all the tariffs we were going to come forward with next week and any subsequently to leave space for negotiation with the Americans. So, I mean, we're certainly in a better place than we were at the start of the week when markets were tanking and there was turmoil all over the world. But in now the key thing is to make sure that we use this window of opportunity to find the kind of win-win outcomes that certainly the European Union wants to achieve with the US and take it from there.
So is there a best case scenario that could come out? I mean, is it conceivable or am I fantasizing here that what could come out of this is, you know, almost zero tariffs, a full agreement between the EU and the US? Or do you think that is unlikely given the position Donald Trump has taken up to now on tariffs?
Look, these are fairly wild times and I think anything is conceivable. But certainly from the European Union perspective, what we want to look at is, you know, start small, find some win-win outcomes, find some deals we can strike with the Americans that would benefit both sides. We've offered zero for zero, meaning that we would reduce tariffs to zero on industrial products and cars with the Americans. We think that would be a great starting point. And if that worked well, then we can look at other areas and build. And so that's really the approach we've taken from the get-go. That's what we've been offering from the start of this sorry saga, and that's going to continue to be the approach.
Is it more likely that the 10% tariffs across the board will be the norm going forward?
Really, it's impossible to say. I think, you know, all things are possible at this moment in time. And having a 90-day window to try and make sense of it, to try and plot the best course forward, and to try and really, you know, continue reaching out to our American counterparts in a meaningful way and encourage them to, you know, to kind of meet us halfway is the next logical step.
Yeah, the next logical step. And if you were dealing with any other administration in US history, that would be a very logical process. But we're not dealing with any similar regime. They're very, very... My long-winded question is, can you do diplomacy with the Trump administration?
Listen, all I can say from the European Union side is that, you know, we're aware... from the Trump 1 administration, we were fully aware of what, you know, the full range of possible outcomes that could happen. Some haven't been as bad as we expected. Some have been worse. All we can do on our side is prepare as much as possible and then to try, you know, take it step by step, hour by hour, day by day, and plot the best strategy forward. What we're doing is talking very, very intensively to all our member states, including Ireland. We're talking to industry. We're talking to our partners around the world. That means we have the best possible starting point from which to plot this strategy. And I think it's fair to say that so far, at least, it has worked. But there's a lot of work to do yet, clearly.
Well, has it worked? And no disrespect to, and no doubt, the very genuine efforts that everybody is making in Brussels. Has it worked or has it been really the markets that have brought Donald Trump to heel?
Well, look, that's other people can make that judgment call. All we can do from our side is try to maximize the potential for good outcomes here. And I think you can see that there's a very high degree of unity among EU member states, which is not always the case, by the way, in geopolitical affairs like this. And I think that's really a testament to the way that our leaders all around Europe have been working with the European Commission to ensure that we have unity, that we have a strong and coherent approach that maximises our strength and our ability to achieve good outcomes in this scenario.
I think it's the Chinese that say from every crisis comes opportunity. Is it possible that good things will come out of this in terms of trade links with other parts of the world and trade deals with other parts of the world to maybe reduce the emphasis on trade with the US?
Absolutely. And you know, that process is already happening. I mean, the European Union already has the strongest network of free trade agreements around the world, 44 deals with 76 countries. That's a massive, massive network of opportunity for us, not just economically, but it builds strong relations with partners around the world. Recently, we have concluded a number of very, very potentially interesting deals, and we're in the process of looking at negotiating new ones. Just yesterday, President von der Leyen announced the start of talks for a trade deal with the UAE, for example. We're talking to India, we're talking to Indonesia. All kinds of good things are happening. And you know, in a time of turmoil like this, the European Union's offer, which is that we've got a big, valuable single market, we've got strong companies, we've got strong investment, but also we're stable, we're predictable, we follow the rules. That's more attractive than ever. And I think you can see that playing out in real time.
Final question, Olaf. Look, earlier in the week, it seemed like the whole world order was collapsing, that our way of doing business that we had, I suppose, had been doing for the last 100 years was falling away before our eyes. It's less terrifying now, I suppose, given the events of the last couple of days. Do you think if we're chatting in a year's time that we will be in a better place, that things will have settled down, that agreements will have been made?
Listen, if I had a crystal ball, I could tell you all kinds of stuff. If I had a crystal ball earlier in the week, I'd have bought a load of shares and stocks and I'd be very rich now, you know. I'm not going to go into that. All I can say is that we're doing our best here. I think the European approach has been a very calm, coherent, and so far effective one. We can't be complacent. We have to anticipate all possibilities, and we have to do the best for our citizens who are understandably nervous during these troubled times.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Olaf Gill, European Commission spokesperson for trade. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.